This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
So now we turn our attention to a force that has definitely been driving not only equity markets, but bond markets and currency markets around the world, and that is the Federal Reserve, the U.S. economy, inflation, and more. We're very happy to welcome back to the show Yelena Shudletyeva, senior U.S. economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. She's a contributor to the Bloomberg Briefs on Economics, a daily newsletter with everything you need to know about economics from our dedicated economist here at Bloomberg. So, Yelena, let's start with Jackson Hole. I was there, was attending the symposium. Actually, lots of the papers were looking at what you might call the plumbing system, how a balance sheet could be used to augment monetary policy, things about actually money markets and repos. And sort of there were a lot of discussions of the big picture, but we did have a Janet Yellen speech on Friday and Stan Fisher, the vice chair, after her on Friday. Everyone, so here it's Monday. Everybody's written, everybody's talked all weekend. What do you see as what's the message from Jackson Hole?
So, first of all, while it was not the main message from Janet Yellen, she did have to talk about the near-term policy rates, and she mentioned that the case for rate hike this year has strengthened, and this to us sounds like it's December. It's too early for September, we think, because it was a little bit too mild. The second key takeaway is that she was talking about policy tools. And what's important is that she believes that the policy tools that they developed through the crisis, they are actually working. She strongly believes that they worked. And these are the tools that they are going to implement in case of the next crisis, and namely QE and forward guidance.
Do you agree that they're working?
I absolutely do. In fact, I think QE policies did work. And as Chair Yellen mentioned in her speech, that allowed a lot of millions of Americans, I'm citing her, millions of Americans were able to get advantage of low interest rates. They were able to deleverage. That allows them now to spend money to drive economic growth.
Okay, Stanley Fisher, Janet Yellen didn't mention anything about a date, but he did say when he was speaking in Jackson Hole on Friday that Janet Yellen's comments were consistent with a possible September interest rate increase, and the inflation rate has been growing, for example. It's a real big sticking point for key Fed officials like Jim Bullard,
who say, puzzle.
Look, you're not anywhere near your target. In fact, the personal income, personal spending report today showed that the Fed's key measure actually is less than it was. It's only 0.8% year over year. It had been 0.9. The core's stronger, but it's really not going anywhere fast either. I wonder, Stan Fisher sounds like he's ready to go. I wonder if Janet Yellen is looking at some of these numbers and going, yeah, the spending's okay, the income's growing, but inflation's not, and she's not in a rush.
No, not in a rush. And it's been a big puzzle about inflation, and indeed it's been tepid to grow. They're wondering what is going on. I think they all kind of agree, and we see it in the FOMC minutes. They agree that in the medium term, it will grow to their target of 2%, but that's as much as they actually are willing to tell us about inflation. I think you mentioned the personal income and spending report this morning. Indeed, different signals from this report. Spending is strong. Income adjusted for inflation and taxes. The highest growth rate since the end of last year. That's a positive signal because consumers need income growth in order to keep spending. And it's a positive report in a sense, but you have to be cautious because consumers are the only driver of economic growth. As the GDP report showed last week, growth is concentrated in the consumer sector, and corporate profits are declining. Corporate profits went up in the first quarter of this year, but they slipped back into negative in the second quarter. They've been negative for five quarters out of the last six quarters. That's a warning sign.
Well, even your story, though, points out spending's It's moderate. It's not as strong as it was year over year, even in 2014. I mean, it's better than being weak, but it's not like the consumer is roaring.
Well, they're not, and it's because credit is not being an accelerator this time around. Everything depends on wage growth, and wage growth needs to accelerate, and that's as simple as that. So. I think it's positive. It's definitely going to be a driver, but, you know, we'll see. And September is probably not in the cards for us.
I can hardly wait. September, the next meeting of the Federal Reserve. Yelena Shidletyeva, Senior U.S. Economist at Bloomberg Intelligence. Thank you for joining me. I'm Kathleen Hayes. This is Bloomberg.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.